This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Guns and drugs will be the talk at the state capitol today. Lawmakers in the state house will gather for a rare Saturday session to take up votes on some controversial legislation. A bill that would allow local communities to set up supervised drug sites will get a final vote. Supporters say it would prevent overdose deaths. Others say it would enable drug use. Also being voted on today, a bill that would create a 3-day waiting period for gun purchases. And in the U.S. House of Representatives, Colorado's Brittany Pederson is sponsoring a resolution to oppose a Republican plan that would create a 30% national sales tax. Pederson, who's a Democrat, says the tax would hurt lower-income families.
The idea that Republicans can even consider such a provision when their constituents are crying out for help is outrageous.
The bill's Republican sponsor argues the national sales tax would simplify the current tax code by doing away with most other federal taxes like income tax. And Colorado's mountains are getting pounded by snow this weekend and travel could get dicey. A winter storm warning is in effect until Sunday for large parts of western and southwestern Colorado. If you're driving through the mountains, be prepared for blowing snow, slick roads, and road closures. As for the Front Range, it could get a little rainy this morning and a few degrees cooler than yesterday. And don't forget to spring forward those clocks overnight. This is CPR News and KRCC.